that your life story may not be what you want it to be. You're not even sure anymore if you want to tell the story or to be the story.
What the fuck does any of this mean?
What am I reading? I don't really understand, but sure. You always scrunch up your face the same way when you take first sips of my cum. Just as all good siblings are supposed to do for their step-siblings. Fuck. Just as all good siblings are supposed to do for their steps.
Can't fucking talk today, goddammit.
Don't be shy. I know you've been trying to get glimpses for... Oh, wow. You really have nothing under there so far. Fuck. I fucked it. If you weren't sweating before, I bet you're sweating now.
My mouth's getting so fucking dry. Jesus Christ.
It's medium rare. I'm sorry, babe. I know you like it medium. If you want, I can cook it up a little longer.
Yeah, I've come in my throat. Oh, God.
No, babe. It's okay. I forgive you, too. I should have... Ow, my toe. Fuck. But it's worth it. It's all worth it. If I... Me, I... Yeah, fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Can I just skip to the sex part? How deep in this are we? We're probably only about 3 minutes. Fuck. Go back to kissing her thighs for a bit, and then you go in for the kill. Start eating her out. Make this as sloppy and moan-filled as you like. When I wrote this script, I pictured the speaker being a bit nervous at first, but things getting more and more sloppy and slutty as things go on.
Voila. I call this Kawaii Sunrise Funtime Extravaganza. Jesus Christ. You remember us talking, but not what it was about. It was about cum.
So this voice...
Yeah, I guess it can be exciting to get caught. But I can't betray your brother's fuck shit... Motherfucker. Piss. Ass. Fuck. Shit. Balls. Ass. Cock. Cum. Dick. Penis. Fuck.
No physical parts would change. You would only need to purchase the package upgrade to unlock the housekeeping functions.
God damn, they got to our sex bots too. Fuck. Some bullshit.
Fuck, my giggles are shit today. He bakes them fresh every fuck, and then we have gay sex in front of his baking goods.
God damn it.
Seriously, right in front of my croissants. Croissant.
Jimmy Coon, do you want a bite of my croissant?
Once you get to know the people, you're basically family here.
I tell the wait staff to fuck off at my local coffee shops.
I also love to people watch whenever I'm not buried in my writing.
What the fuck? What?
I love staring at people. Insert long, protracted, and stare. I like watching you eat that croissant. The way you eat your croissant. Oh, yeah, I wish I was that croissant.
Fuck. Can you imagine just, it's like 8 in the morning. You're tired as shit. His fucking dickhead walks up and starts just screaming at you about fucking writing for like an hour. It's like, oh my god, shut the fuck up. Maybe I'm just rude. I don't know.
They always fuck me in the ass. They usually always greet me when I'm home. Fuck.
Kissing time. It's time for the kisses. Yeah. Home alone with your flirty stepbrother again. Oh my god. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my god. Isn't that just crazy?
Oh my god, I remember when I got my physical done once. My dumbass, holy shit. So, I forget what sport it was for, but, you know, you're a school kid. I don't know if they still do this. It seems a little strange to me, but schools require you to get, like, physicals done before you can play sports. And naturally, I had to get mine done. So, there was this, like, doctor that, like, worked with the school who would do it. And essentially, she would just take you into the locker room, right? You know, your parents would come, and they would sit outside. But they'd take you to the locker room after your parents did all the paperwork and whatnot. And she would just reach into your pants and do it. And my dumb ass, I must have been like 14 or 13 at the time. I was like, she goes to undo my pants, and she's, I go... Aren't you gonna buy me dinner first? And she goes, excuse me? And I go, nothing, sorry. I'm just nervous. And she's like, no, you're fine. It's just no one, I haven't heard that one before. And I was like, there's no way, right? Like, you've had to have heard that before.